little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So how did that feel as a doctor delivering options?
Felt better because I had I could show the effects, I could show the percentages. It depends on if the patient, understand. So it was more effective than just giving them options and saying.
It's easier to be interactive, isn't it? Mm-hmm. How did it feel as a patient?
I think that's a great tool.
Yeah, it sounded actually quite good. I was like, I didn't realize that. I think it's really easy.
It's only just really come out, but I've used it on a few patients, and it's enormously powerful. It's very engaging. So, yeah, and you really do, you can go through very quickly what the options are that are potentially there for. You can only choose one at the moment, but that's likely to change. But yeah, it does emphasize that actually getting their sugars down and probably not the be all and end all. It really, there's so many other things that are within.
Form, surprisingly effective.
Yeah,
obviously HbA1c. It's not on there.
Yeah, so.
Was it not also one
the
of the
HbA1c
more
wasn't included
no, so
in,
it's,
in the
it's
calculation.
Essentially, it's diabetes included, so it's just assuming.
So. One of the, if you use a high intensity statin rather than a low intensity statin, that actually is more powerful than metformin. I think that a lot of practitioners would maybe question a little bit how powerful metformin is and diabetic medications. But it gives you a ballpark figure for how helpful potentially some of these.
How do you get that on Google? If you don't, can't remember the website.
So what you need to look up is absolute CV-disc risk calculator. And it's a Canadian website that you get directed to. But you can then click on whether you're using Framlin data, whether you're using QRIS data. I think there's a third option there as well. But it's QRIS, I think, at the moment.
Let's hear it for our GP.